audio version of Michael Lehtman's blog. June 15, 2017. Envy that pulls us forward. Question: do you feel envious of other Kabbalists who attained higher levels than you have? Answer: absolutely not. There may be envy, not evil envy, but good envy that pulls you forward in order to be by their side, not in their place. From the Kabbalah lesson in Russian, January 29, 2017. Do you help people find out about the wisdom of Kabbalah? Question: I have been studying the wisdom of Kabbalah for 3 years. I often feel guilty about not being able to talk about the wisdom of Kabbalah with those people who are trying to find themselves. How can I do this? How can I help them? Answer: give them a book as a gift or invite them to a lecture, but no more than this. Don't force a person. If it interests him, he will find out about everything. From the Kabbalah lesson in Russian, January 22, 2017. The giving of the Torah or the right to be human. Question: what does it mean to live in a matrix called the Torah? Answer: the Torah is a system for the realization of the thought of creation to delight the creature. The thought itself was already included in the initial intention. From this thought, the next step is to create a system in which various possible subsystems will evolve, that is, worlds, Partzufim, Sephirot, and then the soul divided into 600,000 souls. This entire process flows in such a way that, from the opposition of light and vessel, the system produces the possibility to bring into existence a unique ability called self-awareness. Suddenly there appears a somebody, different from the Creator, opposite to him, standing in opposition to him and able to become his partner. This somebody reveals the upper force, the system, and adds to the whole of creation a unique element, personal involvement, that is, the free will of this creature called Adam or man. This entire system, the Torah, the process and all its laws, are all created only in order for such a creature to appear, who, from its own perspective, from concealment and separation, can begin the journey to freely participate in creation. We do not yet feel this unique and inherent element, free choice. Later, we will discover that it is through it that we build ourselves against the Creator and, on the other hand, we become like Him. Here a special drama is played out between the union and opposition of the Creator and the created being, as if between a man and a woman. Question: at what stage does this matrix, this system, allow the person to begin practical participation in its work? Answer: with each one this happens differently, according to general and specific conditions. This depends on the function of a specific soul in the general system, on the route it came, on the form of its existence, its connection with other parts, and their mutual interdependence. For example, initially lighter souls have to engage in the process of correction, so that later coarser souls, such as our contemporaries, will be able to correct themselves. But they all have free will, so when someone does not complete their correction, a delay occurs. The delay can either impact everyone or someone specific is affected in a particular way. The system is very dynamic and within it all are interconnected. Even now we exist within the system. But, when does a person begin to participate consciously? The moment he begins to consciously work in a group. Question: is there a particular time that is more favorable for engaging a person to connect to the system? Answer: there are continuous changes within the system and there are periods of time when there is more light within it, adding a greater impact, more power, pouring energy into the entire system and especially into the souls. For the souls, this light doesn't come as inner light, but rather as surrounding light. Because they can only be affected by the system to the degree of their similarity to it. That is why there are times that are more or less auspicious, when the system is more or less activated. Obviously, this doesn't happen according to this world's calendar, but in relation to the inner workings of the system. Holidays correspond to a particular activation from above that happens according to the system's laws of development. There is a beginning to the process, its end, and a sequence of intermediary stages, which the collective soul must experience with respect to the three lines, right, left and middle, according to the unraveling chain of informational genes, Reshimot, and the relationships between the broken and the already corrected desires. Within the system, there are many parameters from which it is possible to organize a system of a multitude of formulas in the form of a matrix and to solve it, conducting an analysis and synthesis of all that is occurring. This system periodically changes its activity with respect to us, and these special events, when light intensifies or decreases, we call special days, celebrations or mourning. The most important holiday, the most meaningful event, is the giving of the Torah. During this time, a light comes from above that we are able to sense, and with its help, we can begin to correct ourselves and bring ourselves to similarity of form with the system. In other words, this is not an event that appears and disappears, but an opportunity to connect with the system, enter it, and begin to work together with it as partners. That is why this holiday is so important to us. There is nothing more important than receiving the Torah, because from this exact moment, we have the right to call ourselves human, Adam, when we are in possession of the means by which we can resemble the Creator. From the first part of the Daily Kabbalah lesson, May 24, 2017, Shemati. America attacks Syria, details about the decision. Comment: after Syria used chemical weapons that led to great casualties, America decided to attack Syria. A photo of the cabinet that reached this decision appeared in Facebook. The Jews who make up half of the cabinet of ministers were tagged with the Star of David on the photo. They were the ones who forced Trump to attack Syria. My response: I think, on the contrary, it is detrimental for Israel. What's the point, that they bombed a couple of old planes? If they would hit the weapons coming to Hezbollah, then it's another matter, but for now, there's no sense in it for Israel. We welcomed the supposedly decisive steps, and we cannot but welcome them. Question: the photo with the six-pointed star reminded me of how the Jews' homes were once marked. This is quite an anti-Semitic action. Nobody talks about who was making decision, good people or bad, all that is said is that they are Jews. How do you feel about the fact that a person wants to say, all decisions, one way or another, are made by Jews? Answer: he is absolutely right. The Jews turn everything in the world, but they are wrong. I'm constantly talking about this. Jews must be corrected, and then all the affairs in the world will revolve according to the extent of their correction, and the world will become better. But all the same, it will be a reflection of how the Jews act, and first of all, among themselves. The more they are apart from each other, the worse for the world. The closer they are to each other, the better for the world. From CAB TV's News with Michael Leitman, April 13, 2017. Marry the brother's widow. Torah, Deuteronomy: if brothers reside together, and one of them dies having no son, the dead man's wife shall not marry an outsider. Rather, her husband's brother shall be intimate with her, making her a wife for himself, thus performing the obligation of a husband's brother with her. This is a big commandment that religious people observe even today. From the point of view of spiritual work, if brothers reside together, and one of them dies having no son, meaning that the next spiritual degree was not attained, then the brother who will marry his wife, desire, should lead to it. Question: but why should he marry her? Answer: because it is so according to the law of universal development of the single soul. You must do it. This is the law of nature. Torah, Deuteronomy: and it will be, that the eldest brother, who performs the levirate at marriage, if she can bear, will succeed in the name of his deceased brother, so that his, the deceased brother's name shall not be obliterated from Israel. The brother and wife of the deceased understand what they are doing when they get married. By this, they continue the soul of the deceased brother. It means that this has nothing to do with love, they just fulfill the laws of creation. And there is not any cruelty in this, on the contrary, there is the openness and frankness that give a person a feeling of being elevated in the world, a sense of truth and verity. From CapTV's Secrets of the Eternal Book, November 2, 2016. You shall not keep in your pouch two different weights. Torah, Deuteronomy, you shall not keep in your pouch two different weights, one large and one small. A person must conduct a court of honesty and always strive for the middle line. All the laws of the Torah are designed to construct it. A woman between two men, one of whom has died and the other is alive, or they both are alive, but one is her husband and another is not, or two weights, large and small, and so on, all of it is the construction of the middle line in all its forms. The Torah gives basic principles on the inanimate, vegetative, animate, and human levels on how to maintain the middle line and how to carry it on. The conquest of the land of Israel means controlling the desire in the middle line. Therefore, it is written, you shall not keep in your pouch two different weights, one large and one small. After all, you must carry on all your changes according to one principle, by the middle line. From CapTV's Secrets of the Eternal Book, November 2, 2016. A global cyber attack. In the news, The Guardian, a ransomware cyber attack that may have originated from the theft of cyber weapons linked to the US government has hobbled hospitals in England and spread to countries across the world. Security researchers with Kaspersky Lab have recorded more than 45,000 attacks in 99 countries, including the UK, Russia, Ukraine, India, China, Italy, and Egypt. In Spain, major companies including telecommunications firm Telefonica were infected. By Friday evening, the ransomware had spread to the United States and South America, though Europe and Russia remained the hardest hit, according to security researchers' Malware Hunter team. The Russian Interior Ministry says about 1,000 computers have been affected. Question: there is no need for bombs anymore. Instantly you can shut down everything, push trains, destroy people, etc. Will technology enable us to do all that? Answer: even to kill yourself. Question: why does this happen? How far can all this go and what should we do? Answer: this will go on until we reach a point where it will be possible to easily blow up nuclear power stations, which means dozens of nuclear bombs, destroy hydroelectric power stations, and cause planes to crash in the air, etc. That is, to create small-scale global chaos. Comment: at the moment, the hackers are asking for money from 200,000 targets, each for $300. Answer: what is $300 for a hospital or an airport? We can clearly see that this isn't a matter of money. It is a very interesting event that should shake up humanity and make it understand that the internet should be limited, people should not be given such abilities. There is no need for any kind of weapon. What do we need tanks, planes, cannons, or guns for? These already belong to the Stone Age. Today you can easily type on your keyboard, press enter, and everything blows up in the air. I manage the world. There should be an international agreement on the matter, but there isn't one. We see that the world is managed by egoism and that it is impossible to do anything about it. International agreements lead us nowhere. However, the moment I, the egoist, feel that I can irresponsibly abuse you, I will do so. Destroy? All the more so. Therefore, the problem is to treat the real source of the problem, our ego. Question: does that mean that there will be no treaties between countries? Answer: No treaties can exist either now or in the future. If I can break a treaty and do whatever I feel like, nothing can stop me. Question: not even if hospitals cease to function? Answer: what difference does it make? I want you to totally disappear, and it is better if you leave everything behind you, like after a neutron bomb, which destroys every living thing and leaves everything else clean and intact. You can roam around whole empty cities and do whatever you wish. Therefore, I believe that the only thing we should engage in is the correction of our egoistic nature. Once you understand what the wisdom of Kabbalah says, that there is part of me inside you and there is part of you inside me, and that goes for all the people in the world and all the creatures, we will begin to care about everyone egoistically on a totally different level, and there will be nothing left for a person to do except care about everyone. We should look more deeply into the system of nature and see how all of mankind is connected to each other. Then we will see that nature obliges us to care for each other. This is the only way we will be able to ensure a better future for ourselves. Otherwise, everything will be in the hands of Cleanliness International terrorists, not those who kill people, because after all, it is only war games. Here there are serious, clever guys who show us what they can do to us. Ahead of us there are still many manifestations of our selfishness, which, as it were, tells us, you must think about your future, if you want it at all. The point is that computers are gradually becoming part of every aspect of our lives, so that there is nothing we can do about it. After all, it is not just about cutting off some gas pipe or some international connection. One can enter the municipal network and cut off all the landline and cellular phones and there will be no connection, and what then? We cannot even imagine it. Comment: but we have raised this monster ourselves. A young man in a suit and tie who surfs the net in order to spread a virus on the net. He was given internet games, he was trained to kill, to be first in competitions, he cannot be any different. You give a person a computer and tell him, you can go in there and ask for $300, and so he does. Answer: he doesn't care about the $300. That's the whole problem. These people usually work for an idea. They are interested in control. They don't care about communism, capitalism, fascism, or socialism at all. For them, it is important to be able to rule, and by their intellect, by pressing a key on the keyboard. The conclusion is very simple: humanity, in the full sense of the word, kneels and begs, enough, stop. But it is actually humanity that has dragged itself to the internet and has brought up intelligent monsters that can do whatever they feel like. These are people who think globally and who are interested in the triumph of their ideas, not even in their desires, but in computer programs. They live only for this, and do not know anything else and do not understand anything beyond that. Question: what can we conclude from this if we cannot stop them? Answer: there is no conclusion. Humanity cannot come to any conclusions if it goes on this way. Question: but still, people should realize that it will get much worse in the future. Answer: the point is not even the future, the point is that we can control nuclear wars and other threats, but we cannot control cyber attacks. Eventually people will find themselves living in constant fear that something terrible may happen at any given moment. Question: how can humanity feel that? Answer: these guys will teach all of humanity so that everyone will know who they have brought up and how to go on living. Question: at the same time security experts say that, we will find and suppress these characters. Answer: others will replace them. This is actually the future type of terror, and the point is not the $300. They have no need for money. They will break into banks and transfer everything wherever they want to and it will be impossible to trace anything. Comment: this means that one way or another, we have to deal with the root of the problem. There is nowhere to run. Answer: nature will teach us. I hope that no one will be hurt. It is a good lesson for mankind, and people will begin to understand what they should do better. This can only be done by the system of the upper leadership. You will not be able to reach these people. There are millions of them, and tomorrow there will be billions who will want to learn to do the same thing. Those who are behind the cyber attack will be role models to others. Question: so what can we do? Answer: we can find the way to the upper leadership. This is the only way we can impact the whole world in a positive way, and then we can be sure that everything will calm down and reach its balance. No actions will help in our world. People will try to sign different treaties and to look for culprits, and where will all this lead? In our world, everything is meant only to show man that he should change his paradigm. From CapTV's News with Michael Leitman, May 15, 2017. My thoughts on Twitter, June 14, 2017. The Egotist: Finding Yourself by Overcoming Self-Interest, number 1 self-help spiritual Kindle title on Amazon. From Twitter, June 14, 2017. But if it does not make peace with you. Torah, Deuteronomy: But if it does not make peace with you, and it wages war against you, you shall besiege it, and the Lord, your God, will deliver it into your hands, and you shall strike all its males with the edge of the sword. However, the women, the children, and the livestock, and all that is in the city, all its spoils you shall take for yourself, and you shall eat the spoils of your enemies, which the Lord, your God, has given you. If the intentions, the male part, are not willing to change, it means they have to be annihilated. You have to take only the desires, female part, and cover them with your intentions. From CapTV's Secrets of the Eternal Book, September 19, 2016.